Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is my colleague, Forbes staff writer Zach Everson. Zach, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Brittany.
Of course, you and I have now been talking about for months Trump's mounting legal challenges, and today is no different. You're reporting that, quote, previously obscure attorney lands big payday representing Trump in high-profile lawsuit. First, who is this attorney? Her name is Alina Haba, and the law firm she's with.
She is with Haba Madio Associates. It is only four attorneys, according to his website, so relatively small. It is located in Bedminster, New Jersey, and probably not coincidentally, Donald Trump has a golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, which is where he spends his summers. But how he came to hire her in the first place is not totally known. It's never really been explained, but she has represented him now in, I believe it's at least nine cases.
We're going to get to those nine cases later, but Donald Trump arguably is one of the most recognizable faces in the world. Is it interesting, peculiar that he has what you're describing as an obscure attorney representing him in these big legal battles?
Yeah, in this case it is. I mean, he has a lot of attorneys representing him. And over history, he's had many, many attorneys representing him. Some of them have been well-known. But picking this one out was very interesting. Like, she didn't seem to have much of a track record with any big cases. If you search for Alina Haba's name in either like Nexus or Google News, there's barely any mentions until she gets hired by Donald Trump. So not somebody who was working in a lot of high profile cases at all.
I was going to ask that, so I'm assuming she hasn't, to your knowledge, represented any lawmakers, any high profile names, and there's no indication of why Trump then would choose her to represent him.
No. And if you look through Federal Election Commission filings, no other political committee has reported paying her a dime. So he is really the only one out there.
But you're reporting she got paid a lot of dimes from Donald Trump. Big payday. What does that number look like?
Yeah, I believe quick math, 69 million dimes. So that would be $6.9 million is what she has been paid through two PACs affiliated with Trump. And one of them owes the firm another $534,000. So, you know, all told, we're looking at $7.4 million in change, which is, a lot of dimes.
That's a big payday for anybody, even a lawyer. But has the law firm done a good job of representing the former president? As we know, he is on the hook for millions of dollars in both the E. Jean Carroll defamation suit as well as the New York fraud case.
They've had a mixed bag of representing him, but, you know, he's also not the ideal defendant in a lot of these cases. He certainly undercuts his own arguments sometimes on Truth Social. You know, in the New York fraud case, there was a lot of evidence there that supported it. You know, I don't know if any attorney would have really helped him out all that much. But, you know, she was the lead attorney in the E. Jean Carroll one, and that one he lost for, I believe it was $83.8 million after being found liable. And then there's obviously the New York Attorney General one, where she was one of the co-defendants there, famously brought a gaming computer to court with her because it kind of glowed from underneath, and some gamers were able to identify that was the purpose of the computer there. Not working on high-profile law cases, but, playing Last of Us or whatever.
You found that she and her firm represented the former president in at least seven other cases. Can you walk us through what those ones are?
The first one was Summer Zervos, who is a former apprentice contestant who, in a case somewhat similar to E. Jean Carroll's, accused Trump of defamation for the manner in which he had denied her accusations of sexual misconduct. And she ended up dropping that case shortly after Alina Haba joined Trump's team. That case had been filed, I think it was in 2017. And when Haba came in, within a couple of months, Zervos just dropped it. There is no indication of any sort of settlement. And, it was a pretty decent win right off the bat. But she's worked with Trump in some other cases as well. There is a Philadelphia, actually her firm rather, there's a Philadelphia area election official who is suing Trump for fraud, or not actually suing for fraud, but suing for defamation after accusations that this guy was involved in vote rigging, damaged his reputation. Her partner, Michael Madio, is working with him in that case. They worked for Trump in a lawsuit that Michael Cohen brought against Trump, alleging that his imprisonment was retaliatory. That was another case that they did win. I think that the judge tossed that one out. She's also representing Trump in a lawsuit against his niece, Marielle Trump, in the New York Times for the publication of his tax records. Now, the judge did toss the suit against the Times, but they did say the one against Marielle Trump could proceed. She is arguing that she's appealed that decision. But as you can see, you know, some pretty decent wins or ongoing good progress there from a better firm.
You're also reporting that she has racked up some of her own legal bills while representing the former president. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, when we go to mixed bag, this is the other side of it, in that she and with Trump sued Hillary Clinton and a bunch of other people. Allegedly, there was this vast conspiracy regarding Russia and the election, and I think it was racketeering and conspiracy. And the judge threw it out and said it was without merit and totally unfounded, and then jointly fined Trump and Ava a combined $938,000, which is a whopping fine to be served for that. So she did say that she had paid it. Can't tell for sure if that's the case or not, but she did tell in a speech, she did say she paid it. So yeah, that was a definite old one in the loss column for them.
Because there are some wins, there are some losses. You described this as a mixed bag. Has Donald Trump himself ever commented on this partnership? What does his relationship with Hava look like?
She's in his clubs a lot. She's at Bedminster. She's been seen at Mar-a-Lago a lot. She was hanging out at one of the golf tournaments he hosted. So, you know, it seems like she's not, you know, keeping an arm's distance from her client or anything like that. But she is very active in Trump circles. You know, there were reports that he's chewed her out in the past. I don't know if those are true or not. I mean, I couldn't confirm any of those things. You know, he's generally taken a pretty positive approach publicly towards her, at least for now.
And does it look like this relationship is going to continue as his legal challenges progress?
Well, I mean, he's certainly got a lot of legal issues for her to be working on. You know, I would say that probably depends on you know, her continued success, how it works out going forward. You know, he also has a reputation of not always paying people who've done work for him. So, you know, in this case, we see that she is getting paid, although he said the firm is owed $534,000 by one of his PACs. But she, you know, $6.9 million is real money.
Can you talk about the payment here? Because you just said that she's owed money through one of his PACs. Why isn't this coming out of his personal pocket?
That is an excellent question. And I think the answer is because he can get somebody else to pay for it. You know, Trump gonna Trump. In this case, he's one of his PACs is paid, I think it's like $6.4 million, and the other one is paid $500,000. He's able to use this money for those purposes. You know, one thing you can say that's been pretty consistent for Donald Trump throughout his life is, you know, why pay for something if you can get somebody else to pay it for you?
You are on the Money in Politics team. Is this pretty usual, pretty par for the course if a lawmaker, if a politician, if a political figure is in any sort of legal trouble, is their PAC footing the bill? What does that look like?
You know, they are allowed to use political money in their legal defense if it is connected with their official duties. So the history of that is it seems to be you're okay with a pretty tenuous relationship there, as long as it, you know, can somehow say, oh, because I'm a congressman, this happened, you can use the money. You know, the FEC is not really enforcing these sort of laws. In some of these cases, you know, the cases clearly exist Donald Trump being a politician. They involve accusations of sexual assault, defamation. I mean, these are not things that are related to his you know, his politics. But you know, the odds of anything getting enforced are pretty close to nothing.
Zach Everson, per usual, thank you so much for your reporting.
My pleasure.